Blessings to you on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord. Fortunately, we're not able to have morning worship at Trinity in Sioux Valley, but we did at Concordia Lake Park, and so we were blessed to still have the preaching of the word this day. And so today, we recalled from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning at verse 21, about how the Lord was asking questions of his people who were in captivity and who were doubting his love, and yet the repeated phrase kept saying, "Do you not know? Do you not hear? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth." And so we remember that God does know his creation, the diversity of all that's going on, even in a sinful world, God still sees it. And of course, this is why the text goes on to say, the Lord does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. And so the strength was to believe, because works weren't going to save, but God would be the one who would save his people to bring them back from exile, as he would save us because of Jesus' exile upon the cross. Our comfort and peace indeed has been brought to give that for all in a sinful world in the Savior Jesus. And this is where it really comes to light in the epistle reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 16. St. Paul says, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, because it's the same thing that God gave him by grace." And so St. Paul made it very emphatically known this day that I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. And how blessed are we then to know that blessing by word and sacrament as we receive from the Lord, so we can give a better gift the Lord has already given to us to others. And likewise, in the gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 29, we see that very clearly in our Lord's own life. Jesus saw the danger after healing Peter's mother-in-law, and all the city gathered at the door of the house, which became kind of a church, you could say. All of a sudden, Jesus had to leave. He was praying because people were seeing the glory that truly he was the gift of God for sinners to heal the brokenhearted, the ones who were sick and the ones captive to the devil. And yet the promise was that he would be the one who would bring forth the greater miracle of the cross. And that's why Jesus could not stay there and set up his own kind of glory. He had to go on to the other towns to go and preach the gospel and deliver the gifts of grace that pour out in healing and mercy towards others throughout all the towns, not just Capernaum. The Lord bless you this day, because Epiphany reveals to us on this Sunday that indeed God watches over us and defends us with a mighty love, not just for us, but for a diverse people throughout the world, because Jesus died in the end, not just for diverse people, but for sinners. And in that, we stand upon him by faith, so that all are righteous and made right through his glorious death and the perfect answer we have by the resurrection that now proclaims life and forgiveness to the ends of the earth. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace may ever be defended by your mighty power through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.